When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And Zorko on the line for us. Only one question, Zorks. What happened?
Oh, morning, Pat. Morning, Heels. Good question. We'll go through it more intently this morning, I would imagine. But for whatever reason, we just we lacked a little bit of intensity around the ball. And credit to Carlton and their big men. They delivered in spades. You know, they had a 25-minute period there between just before halftime and 15 minutes after halftime. That they absolutely dominated us, and we saw how quickly they could hit the scoreboard. We knew it was obviously going to be a real threat. They did it to us in the preliminary final last year, where they kicked 5 goals in the first 15 minutes. So we knew they had that sort of firepower in them, and for whatever reason, we weren't able to halt their momentum. And then, you know, for the last quarter and a half, it was just a real arm wrestle and a real grind. But still plenty of positives to walk away from the game for us. There's no doubt about that. I mean, our start was probably the best football I've seen us play under Fraser's tenure, I believe. I thought it was, you know, the intensity around the ball, our pressure, and then our ability to determine whether to hand pass out a stoppage or kick, and moving the ball the way we did was, you know, was a real highlight. But unfortunately, we were only able to do it for that first quarter and a half. And then it was an arm wrestle and a grind.
Dawks, have you got a history of these sorts of swings with any other club? Seems to happen between you two a little bit.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? I do remember, I think it must have been 2022, I reckon. We led by 60-odd points halfway through the third quarter at the Gabba. And then I think it got to within 13 points. And I think in the end we won by 20-odd. But even last year in the preliminary final, and once again, you know, opening round this year, there's a real momentum swing in our games against Carlton, both positively and negatively. And it's certainly something that, you know, we need to address, but given it's only opening round, you know, it's always important to take growths and positives out of the game, and we'll certainly do both of that.
What'll be the mood today, you know, with the review? Were they down the coaching panel, or was it, this is something we've got to fix and we'll move on?
Yeah, I think amongst the whole, you know, the whole football club, there was a lot of disappointment there. I mean, it was obviously a tribute game for us, for Nicole Duncan, who sadly passed away, who's been, you know, an incredible servant of our football club for over 30 years. So it was a tribute game for her, and we really desperately wanted to win for her. So I think there was certainly a downer on that. In terms of a football sense, like I said, we played, you know, some really great football there. But for a lapse of 25 minutes, you know, our game wasn't there, and Carlton were able to expose that. I think that's where the disappointment will certainly, you know, lie from a football point of view. But once again, there'll be certainly a lot of positives to take out of it. And even our ability to, you know, once that Carlton did get in front, for us to sort of grind our way back into the contest and make it that real scrap that, you know, we like it. So, the mood's going to be obviously one of disappointment today. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, we can't dwell on it too long. You know, we've got Fremantle on Sunday afternoon for round one, and their preseason form has been exceptional, so it's going to be quickly important and quickly for us to move on and get on to the next one.
How'd you pull up, Zorks? You had a good match.
In bits and pieces, Heels. Yeah, no doubt about that. There was certainly some elements of my game that I was really happy with, and then obviously parts that, you know, certainly I need to clean up. But overall, yeah, pulled through the game really well. The intensity from practice matches to round one, always, or round zero, whatever you want to call it, opening round, the intensity certainly lifts enormously. And to pull through, you know, unscathed and feeling actually quite good and fresh is a really good position for me to be in. So, very happy with the work that I've done in the pre-season. And now we're into the grind of the season and getting through with bumps and knocks from week to week, but so far, so good.
And without Killian Coleman, mate, 23 years of age, so he's probably the right age to get through this ACL. But it always seems costly when you're without him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's obviously, apart from the result, this is probably the the most disappointing news for us as a whole football club. I mean, we saw how important Kitty was for us in the final series last year, and his ability to move off half back and you know, present the ball into our forwards and midfielders is, you know, exceptional. So for him to go down before half time, whether that had a impact directly on the result, you know, you'll have to ask each and every individual. But we weren't sure of what had happened at half time, so I certainly wouldn't be using that as an excuse. But yeah, it's really disappointing news for Kadeem, for his season to be cut short the way it has. But look, we've rallied behind him. You know, we'll give him our full support as a club, and help him get through this difficult time. But yeah, there's no doubt, you know, he's going to be a big loss for us moving forward.
Zorks, is it a little bit of a curse, or is there rhyme or reason to it? I mean, we've seen league lose a couple of high-profile forwards before the season even started to ACLs, and now Kitty, it's just, yeah, I don't know. We seem to be talking about it every week.
Yeah, well, I mean, Faye's mentioned in his press conference after the game, we've had rotten luck with ACLs in the past, you know, four or five seasons. Eric, Cam Rayner, Will Ashcroft, now we've got Kadeem Coleman. There seems to be, I know there was a period there for a number of years where we sort of saw them happening each and every week, and it sort of feels like we're almost back at that, aren't we? I mean, two people on the weekend, Sam Doherty for Carlton as well. I mean, his season cut short to an ACL. So hopefully it's, you know, that stops pretty quickly, and medical teams and that look at the incidents that happen, and we can do some more injury prevention around that to make sure these incidents don't happen again. I know, you know, we do a lot of work as a club on injury prevention and how we can stop that sort of stuff. And, you know, sometimes it's just a real freak accident that these things occur, and your knee gets put in a vulnerable position, and unfortunately it goes. So, look, there's no doubt all medical teams across every code will be looking intently into what's happened over the weekend and in the past, and we're trying to clamp down on that and put a stop to it and try and prevent these injuries as much as possible.
Yeah, it's awful for, you know, in both codes. Hey, did you watch the other games? I mean, Suns had a big, big lead and, you know, saw that frittered away, but Dimmer gets his win against his old club.
Yeah, he did. And I said a couple of times in the last few weeks that I wouldn't be too concerned about Gold Coast at the moment. They've got a lot of pieces of their puzzle that they need to put together, and I think you saw exactly what they can do in that first half. I mean, to go in 74-13 against Richmond, that, yes, okay, they had a few out, but they still had a lot of quality and premiership players in that side. So, you know, they'll take a lot of confidence out of that, the Gold Coast Suns, and moving forward, especially at People's Choice Arena, they're going to be a very, very difficult proposition for oppositions to go and try and get the 4 points there. In the GWS Collingwood game, well, GWS were unbelievable, weren't they? Their ability to move the ball from end to end and do it with such composure at times. And unfortunately, you know, Collingwood just didn't have the answers there. I think there's still plenty of positives to like out of Collingwood's performance, though. I mean, they had more scoring shots. Their pressure was extremely high on the night. So, you know, they convert a few more of those goals and we potentially have a different game. But, geez, there was a lot to like about the GWS Giants.
And fired up by Mason Cox as well.
Oh, yeah, that was. I actually only just saw that incident this morning on the news, that him bumping into Shane Mumford before the toss. But, yeah, look, he's an exciting player in our competition, and he does some things every now and then that raises eyebrows, but that's what we love about him. We love personalities in the game, and he certainly won't be discouraged by that, I wouldn't have thought.
I think his explanation is that was their Sharon. You know, do you mix your balls up often? Well, because I mean, one must have been coming back to Mumford, and Mason Cox said, we were just using that one. And I think that's...
Oh, potentially, yeah.
Yeah, righto.
They're both yellow, aren't they?
And then they just pestered him all match.
Hey, we've got to let you go, but just very quickly, Frio this week. I mean, have you got much intel on them at this stage of the season?
Oh, look, we've only had a small sample size with their practice matches, but they've changed the way they moved the ball a little bit as to what they did last year as well. So, look, they're going to play a little bit more aggressively from my knowledge and understanding of the games that I've watched. We'll obviously do our full presentation on them later on in the week. But, yeah, their early preseason signs are quite dangerous for us. So we need to be locked in and ready to go again and bounce back against them this Sunday afternoon in Perth.
Good stuff. All right, mate. Really appreciate your time, as usual.
Thanks, Zorks.
Easy, boy. See you next week.